Welcome. How to Like Yourself. Oh, hey, good choice picking up this book. To start off, I want to hit you with this right away. You are likable. You are awesome. And you're actually pretty great. If you put this book down now and walk away, I hope at least those few ideas will continue to bounce around in your head. I hope they hang out there and you think about them often, at random and frequent times in the day. Now, if you do choose to keep reading, that's even better. That's because I know we can have a pretty awesome time together. And I think you'll get something real, something important, and possibly even something life-changing out of this book. So I said pretty confidently that you're likable. How do I know? Who am I to come out and say you're awesome? I don't know you. I may never know you, in fact. I mean, right now, I'm actually only typing on a computer screen. You'll buy my book anonymously online or from a cashier somewhere. We are ships passing in the night. And let's be honest, some people in life really are unlikable. But that's not you. How do I know? You picked up this book. Or Googled it. Or Facebook searched it. Or agreed to read it after a friend or family member suggested it. However you found this book, the fact that you even started reading it means that you care. People who care, they're awesome. So that's you. I think we're off to a good start. We've already determined you're likable. Sweet. But before we keep going, I want to tell you a couple of things about me. Mostly because it might feel a bit weird for you to take the advice of a total stranger. So let me help out with that. First off, I'm 26 years old. At least I was when I started writing this book. So I'm pretty fresh off the how to like yourself stage of life. I really do get what you're going through. I'm also a counselor. I work with students in a university setting, and we talk about all sorts of things that people just like you go through. I talk with students about things going on in their lives, tough stuff, mental health stuff, relationship stuff, and other difficulties and challenges they may need help with. So yes, I do have a master's degree in counseling. Now, I almost didn't tell you that because I thought you'd think this book is going to be all about boring academic stuff and that it would be dry and clinical and awful. But here is some good news. I also hate books like that. So I'm going to try really hard to make this something different. And while we're at it, here's another pretty big secret that no one likes to say out loud. Counselors are just people too. Yep, psychologists, psychotherapists, counselors, just people. With some special knowledge on this topic, so hopefully we can help out with that side of things. But we are just human too. Secrets out. So, needless to say, I'm certainly not perfect. Nor do I always get everything that I'm writing about in this book right in my own life. But I'm writing about it because I have talked to lots and lots of people about this, and I've also worked really hard to practice as much of this advice as I can. So through the wisdom I've heard from people I've worked with, and also through my own trials and errors, this book was born. It is a pretty solid collection of ideas that can help you figure out how to get from where you are now to where you want to be. Liking yourself is the first step toward really changing your life so that you can be happier, healthier, and more confident in everything you do. Pet peeves and things that make this book different. There are a lot of self-help books out there, so let me tell you why I thought this one needed to be written. When I walked the self-help aisles of my local bookstore, I certainly found a lot of books about loving yourself. Those books are great, but most of them pick up as if you already like yourself. They go straight for the big guns. They focus on love. If you think about any good relationship you have with a friend or significant other, what stage comes before love? Like. I was surprised that there weren't any books out there for the like stage in your relationship with yourself. This book starts at the beginning.